Picking your eye boogers as gross as picking your nose boogers. Find out tonight at 10. Welcome to the Laugh Track Podcast. Jason, how's it going, man?
What's popping?
You know, just the same old stuff. Working, being a comedian, so not doing much of anything.
Yeah, especially not being funny on your side.
Yeah, thanks. I appreciate it, Jason. We've been working a lot together. That's nice to hear. What's your week been like?
Too busy. I'm just happy it's about over.
Yeah, also a little upset that our last host didn't work out once again.
Well, you know what? Honestly, I thought the Bible Belt thing would sell a little bit better, but you know, some people just don't want God in their life anymore.
It definitely did not help that our people that we were interviewing were very, very not okay with it. And then, of course, their booth guy stabbed himself in the wrist at a TJ Maxx or whatever it was.
I don't know what actually killed him, though. They never actually said if it was the slitting of the wrist with the cleft links or if it was just the rapid dehydration from consuming that much salt.
I mean, the guy was walking around a tie rack and eating crackers. I mean,
well, either way, past in the past, let's move forward.
Yes, let's go on with this. So we've got two new hosts this time around. They are a pair of old, or not, I guess not old, but they're old money, rich brothers. The first guy's name is, Buckley Rackford, and the second guy's name is,
Samuel. Hold on. I'm getting a call. Hold on just a second. Hey, babe. No, oh, I didn't answer. New phone, guys. New phone. Sorry. Hey, babe. How's it going? Yeah. No, I'm doing a podcast right now. Nah. Okay. Yeah. I'll pick up a McDouble on the way home for you.
Podcast.
All right. Bye.
So anyway, we got the Rackford brothers doing the podcast today, and they honestly paid us to do it. So we were just like, yeah, if you're going to give us money, man, go for it. So here...
Sweet. All right. We'll see you in a bit. Bye.
I tried so hard.
Oh,
my God.
Oh, shit.
That's going to go real well with the podcast. Here's Laugh Track Episode 4 with the Rackford brothers. Hey, so, like, welcome to the Laugh Track Podcast. My name's Buckley Rackford.
Hey, dude, my name's Samuel.
And, we're the Rackford brothers, so our dad just was like, you gotta get a job.
And I could not find some way to get a job and devote myself to it. So, apparently, we've gotta go do radio now.
I mean, there's not a job that pays you to, like, get drunk and take Oxycontin, so...
Because I'd go to the top of that corporate ladder. I'd be high. That's the joke. I'd be real high.
So, these guys over at the Laugh Track Podcast were just like, if you'll pay us money, then we'll let you be the hosts, and that got our dad off our back.
I know, they only wanted a couple thousand. What kind of fucking bums?
I know, right? I'd wipe my ass with $1,000, like, every day.
I'd wipe your ass with $1,000. Anyway.
So, today, we're actually really stoked because we got this band to come today on their farewell show. And speaking on behalf of them is Black Steel. Hey, Black Steel, how's it going, man?
How's it going, pussies? Doing all right?
Yeah, bro. You know,
dude, I am doing pretty good. We got about half the cube of natties gone at this point. We're chugging. We're chugging along, dude.
Feeling pretty. So, you know what?
Hey, what are we doing here?
We've got to get our name and brand out there.
Yeah, but on this shit, these two fucking normies. Norm one, Norm two over here.
Don't make me come over this table, bruh.
Hey.
Alright?
Shut up. I'm doing the fucking talking here.
So, like, who do we got here? I know that you're Black Steel. The band's name is Tangles. Care to introduce him to us, bruh?
Yeah, sure. Fucking asshole. To my left, I've got Thurston Thor, the Nordic god, banging on keys. To my right, Ruddy Hell, drums, vocals, carries the message of this band Tangles. And to the right, Ruddy, we've got him deal, finger fucking the bass, like nobody's fucking business.
Man, that sounds like super rad. I remember that my dad tried to get us into like playing music and stuff, and he said it'd make us smarter, but didn't really go for that.
Dude, but I did have some fun playing that guitar. I still keep it up on the wall just so when the bitches come by, I can be like, yeah, I can totally play it. I can't fucking play it, though.
I mean, once you get them inside of the mansion, you know, you just show them the guitar. By then, their panties are already off, so it's like, whatever.
So, let's get, this is supposed to be like an interview, bro.
Oh.
You're supposed to be asking them fucking questions.
Well, I mean, you saw or you heard me take the bong rip earlier, man. I'm not quite all there.
No, I'm really fucking your jobs up. Man, this is totally unprofessional. Yeah. It's a waste of our fucking time.
It's radio, dude.
I don't give a fuck. We have a show to play in about an hour. Make it fucking snappy. Make it quick.
Fine. So, where are you guys from, I guess?
Yeah, give me your ASL. Come on, let's go here. What you got?
Well, thing about Tangles, they're not from this fucking realm. This fucking mortal realm, spirit realm, where the fuck you assholes live on this earth. We come from deep down below. You know what we're fucking talking about? Fucking dim-witted motherfuckers, we're talking about hell.
Mexico?
Hell!
Dude, I went to Mexico once. It felt like hell. That shit was hot, dude.
It was way hot, man.
It wasn't worth, like, the $5 liposuction.
The Oxycontin in Tijuana was way more expensive than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, whatever. So, our question is, how would I describe your music? If I was, like, talking to somebody and I was like, you heard them? What would I say? What would I compare you to?
Well, Satanist praise music with a little mix of Gregorian chant, metal, brutal. Hellacious.
Isn't our uncle's name Gregor?
Wait a minute, which uncle?
The poor one.
Shit, I don't pay attention to our poor family members, man.
No.
I'm not in their will. Why would I give a shit?
I guess I can dig that. I can dig that. So, the first thing I thought of when Bro said that we were bringing Tangles on the show, I was like, dude, my old shampoo used to be called Tangles when I was a little kid. It was nice because we paid a little bit more, but it didn't make me cry when it got in my eyes. Is that kind of what your music's like? Does it make me not cry?
No. It'll make you weep.
Oh, that's a bummer.
That is a bummer, man. It's bringing me down.
See, that's why you guys are fucking soft. Look at you. Fucking chubby motherfuckers. Hey, don't know shit about the fucking world.
Guys,
use a shampoo.
Real quick, if we can chill out for a second. In the booth over here, can somebody tell me why it's filled with fire-breathing cobras and lacrosse sticks? I can't walk around. I just got raised back from the dead, and now I have to deal with this shit. Every single week, you people bring something else into the studio. What?
Well, the lacrosse sticks are ours, because...
LAX, bro.
Yeah, like the airport. Right.
No, like lacrosse.
No, okay, the airport look, just takes you places. Look, LAX okay. gets you places.
Now they're turning into the fire-breathing cobras. Is this... Mr. Steele, is this something to do with you? Because if you could please just knock it off, like, I'm trying not to die this week as well, okay?
This bro apparently dies, like, a lot.
Well, every fucking week, guys. Every week.
I don't control the crows. They control you. They control us.
Right. Okay. I'll just be over here. You guys do your thing. I'm gonna try not to die.
Hey, just remember, man, that...
Don't fucking feed them. With
the cobras are more afraid of you than you are of them.
Uh-huh. Yeah. All right.
I hear that this is your last show for a while, guys. I was like, what gives?
We decided to take on some other projects, you know, split a little bit. You know, Thurs is going to go solo with his band, Will It Fit? And the whole premise of that is a stage show, showing things up, random orifices, seeing if it will fit or not. And I'm really excited for that project for Thurston. And then Ruddy is going to go on the road and play some acoustic country, Taylor Swift covers, really get in touch with his feminine side. And
dude, blank page, that speaks to me.
It's blank space, get it correct.
Oh.
Don't insult my associate in front of me.
We never had to read.
And then my friend Hemdeal over here, our finger fucking basis. He's gonna go find himself. He's gonna go to India, spirit, you know, journey, find himself, realign the center, you know, realign the cheating chakras, all that fucking gay bullshit.
And Mr. Ruddy Hell, I'd also heard that you'd been called back to the depths of hell.
I'm thinking about passing through there. You know, I haven't made a whole lot of plans at this point. I'm just gonna kind of take things as they go. So, yep. Questions answered. We ready to blow out of here? Thursday? I don't know. Like, we supposed to be sticking around here, Black Steel?
If you could take, no, we're not. If you guys could take the snakes, they're starting to get up to my knees, and I'm trying to fend them off with one of these lacrosse sticks, and it's not working. You guys mind picking up?
Well, see, the thing is, I didn't think I was stuttering earlier when I told you. I don't fucking control the fucking
snakes.
Okay,
so you just bring them in the studio and then...
If they want to come with us, they'll come with us. If they want to stay here, they'll stay there.
Anybody want to go with
Tackle? Don't fucking feed them!
I go with Tackle.
Don't you fucking feed them! Ever!
Okay. Hey, I said I'm...
They're on loan right now!
I'm sick of worrying about the lives of these here mortals.
Alright, we gotta play a fucking farewell show,
alright? There's no one else's lives to worry about!
I don't have fucking time for this bullshit. We've gotta play a goddamn show. You fucking rich pussy motherfuckers who use shampoo that don't make you fucking cry. You know what? Tears show you that pain is fucking real. Alright? You're not fucking anything if you don't feel pain.
Dude, I must be really...
Let's get the fuck out of here, guys. Let's go.
I must be really ripped right now. I feel like he's yelling at me. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Help! Hi, I'm John McCain. My friends, when I heard the horrible remarks that Donald Trump made about the Mexican people, my heart went out to them. Though I strongly opposed El Chapo's $100 million bounty on him. While what Mr. Trump said was inexcusable, my friends, the freedom of speech is one of our most sacred rights, and no man should die for speaking his mind. Then Mr. Trump said what he did about me not being a war hero. Now I want his head, my friends. El Guapo put down $100 million? He's a pansy. I'm willing to raise the stakes. If you deliver Trump unto me, my friends, I will give you over 18% of what's left of my military pension. That includes a 0.03% hold of Liberty Mutual, a 1/16th timeshare in Tallahassee, and $23 in gift cards, redeemable at any Denny's chain near you. On top of that, my friends, I will also give you the password to my weekly card games at the Moose Lodge. It's the gift that keeps on giving, my friends. You don't know fun until you've played Pinochle with me, Biff, and Dino in the sauna. And Donald Trump doesn't know pain until he's watched every episode of Matlock with me quoting over my favorite lines while he sits in our least comfortable lazy boy and eats my wife's shit cooking. And I'm sure now that I've screwed him over, that El Chopsteak wants to put a bounty on my head. Well, I'm here to say that if he wants some, he can come fight me like a man, my friends. I'm always ready for a fight, whether I'm at home, in Tallahassee, or any Denny's chain near you. El Chapo can suck on my chapped ass, my friends. I'm John McCain. Thank you.
And we're back. So we were able to get the guys to come back into the studio.
We took a little bit of coke.
So
promised them more free beer.
We had to tie one of them down. It's kind of awkward.
That's all right. Don't worry about him. He'll be cool. But
for this next segment, we're going to have a critic review. So, everyone, please welcome our critic review, Oswald Bush.
Hello, everyone. Is everyone having a smashing day?
Dude, I heard of you once, and so that's why I kind of wanted to call you. And I wanted to make sure that, you know, that these guys were legit. So I brought in a legit critic.
Let me tell you, bro, they are completely legit. I haven't seen anything as legit as Tangles since...
Since what?
Is he too legit?
They're too legit.
Actually, they are too legit. I'm a little bit worried about them throwing their party at the... I can't think of shit. I was a little bit taken aback that they are going to be playing at the local chapter knitting circle this week, but they're a fairly open-minded crowd, have been in the past. We'll see how it goes over. And how?
I'm just here for the pot.
Oh, I am too. Would you please... that's actually all you have to do to be a culture critic is you actually just have to...
Take a quick rip, eh? Is that how you would say?
I think I can feel the effects already. All right, well, anyway, I was mostly here because I wanted to promote Thurston's side project, Will It Fit? And let me tell you... Yes, absolutely. I enjoyed it incredibly much. It fit perfectly with me. Now, I have to tell you all that 99.5% of the object did fit, but I have to advise in the future, I think there should perhaps be some city ordinance involving orifices.
Hey, it's all right.
Small mammals. While squirrels theoretically might have, quote-unquote, fit, as Thurston likes to say, They weren't quite an anatomical mesh that one would find favorable. Well, you do have a point there. Absolutely. That third act did bring the house down, so to speak. It was quite something else. But my question that I have posed to you to kind of sell the show, as it were... Do you have any idea the number of applications for your standard everyday pool noodle?
Well, you know, we used to play with those, like in the indoor pool, which was pretty cool.
You slap them around and they make like this really loud like pop noise. It was really cool.
Well, I thought it was a really interesting exercise in post-pop, actually. I thought it was a post-kiddie pool kind of thing that he was going for, kind of bringing up the entire juvenile... inner latent machinations of our beings and expressing them on stage for all to see in a way that was, in a word, visceral and...
What?
Moist.
Quite moist. Very, very moist. I like that.
Anyway, just wanted to drop in to say best of luck to you all, and Thurston, good luck with the surgery. Our best wishes over here at the Culture Corner. Goodbye.
Can't speak about that.
Well... I didn't really understand what happened there.
I kind of went to sleep a little bit.
But I guess we'll be back after another break.
Good afternoon. Have you ever thought, wow, that object looks like it flares out just right? Well, do I have news for you. Coming to a venue near you, Will It Fit? Join us along with our contractually willing guest as we journey to explore how far we can travel through the human creative mind. Remember, large or small, oddly shaped or not, all people are welcome to attend this event. We have received questions from the public worried about children attending Will It Fit. We will reiterate, it is not a problem. We aren't even allowed around children. First 7 people in will receive free admission into the show and our willing guest. We're just joking. Or are we? Woody Allen declares, it's right up my alley. People Magazine call it, the direction our current culture is heading. Straight up. Be there Friday night when we answer the question, will it fit?
After midnight.
And we're back, man.
So the soundboard or the call board, I don't know. They're all the boards look the same. It's lighting up.
We got a lot of people calling in wanting to talk to us and Tangles and
mostly us though.
Mostly
probably.
Us. I mean, we're pretty cool dudes.
I did post it on my Instagram, so I mean, we're gonna get some mad hits here.
I mean, I've got like 500 followers on Twitter, so let's go ahead and bring this one up.
Caller number one, you're on the air.
Yes, hello?
Hey, caller. What's your location and what are you calling in about?
Yes, hello. I am from London, England, and I am hereby worried.
Are you sure you're from London, England?
It's a different dialect, but yes, I am quite sure that I am from London, England.
From those mountain reaches of London. I know. I've been there before. I've jet set over there before. Yeah.
It's like, you know, the difference between English and Scottish.
Yeah, let's just forget about where you're from. What are you calling in about?
Sound exactly like the kid from South Park with the... What's his name? The crutches.
Oh,
Jimmy.
That's Jimmy from England.
Hey, everybody!
I love it.
But so what did you call in about, little London boy?
Well, I was ever so wondering if the band Tangles would ever make their way over to England. I would sure like to hear them.
Well, guys, looks like you got a fan from across the pond, yo.
Guess what, Pip? No fucking chance.
They don't like us there anymore. We gave them the bubonic plague last time by accident. We thought it was pretty funny, but they didn't like it.
That was such a great joke. Oh, man.
Oh, dear.
However ghastly, well, I would sure like to see you boys sometime, but not if it meant another bubonic plague. Well... I'll be signing off now. Thank you for taking my call.
No problem.
Go fuck yourself,
London dude.
Dude.
Caller on line two, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hey, little girl.
Hi.
How did your parents know they were calling in?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. So why don't you tell me your name, where you're from, and all that other creepy information? Well, do you want to talk about anything? You have any questions for me or the band or about Santa Claus or anything?
Maybe.
God, the point of calling in is to ask a question. What is your question?
I don't know.
Well, we'll give her a question.
Okay.
give her a question. Your question is, what is you guys' favorite music? There we go. That was a good question, right?
Do you mean, what is your guys' favorite music?
You're both wrong. What is y'all's favorite music?
So, are you just gonna correct us or you're gonna answer the question?
What? Yeah, brah. I mean...
The music that what, we're into...
What music inspires you?
I didn't ask that question.
You know what inspires...
I don't want to know that.
The screams and cries of people... Burning the lake, fiery death in hell.
My family's gonna love this episode so much.
I like the sound that the demon toads and the demon crickets make at night. Like, it's just real soothing. Hearing, you know, it sounds like the shrills of a million human souls. You know the sound.
Oh man, I know what that's like. I know what that's like.
It's just I was at the
back of a line for the last Call of Duty drop, and I had to wait like the entire time to get up there. I tried slipping them all honeys, but they wouldn't.
I'm ready.
I don't know what these people are.
Ready?
What?
I think you're so cute, but I don't know why you wear all that stuff on your face all the time. But anyway, I was in church this weekend, and Pastor Bill said that hell was bad. But you guys are from hell, and you're super dreamy. So I just wanted to know, like, what about Pastor Bill? I don't know.
Well, first of all, I'm just going to say if this so-called pastor is... working for this Jesus fellow, you need to just turn your head and walk away. Take three steps back and walk away is what I always say, just to be safe.
That's what Reddy says all the time.
Listen, I'm just saying, Three steps back and walk away is the motto that I've always been told. It's been handed down from generation to generation in hell where I'm from.
When you're approaching a mean dog?
A mean dog is one thing. You know, maybe it could hurt you for a day. But you step too close to this Jesus guy, it could hurt you for a lifetime. That's what I'm saying.
That's not what Master Bill said.
Hey. I ain't trying to get all into that today.
I think that's our cue to go over to the next line. Line number 22. You are on the air.
Hey guys, it's Bobby. You let me fucking die again.
Wait, Bobby, you're not in the booth.
No, I'm not.
Hey, could you say hey to some people for me?
Yes.
You down there?
Yes, I'm down here.
Oh, great.
Okay, fine. Who do you want?
Damien?
Yeah?
Damien and Lucy?
Okay. And,
anybody
else?
And Pastor Bill.
Okay, yeah. I don't know Pastor Bill.
Bobby, did you feed the fucking snakes?
I didn't feed the snakes with anything but my own legs, okay? That you.
I told you not to fucking feed them! Did you take your fucking shoes off?
Really not that big a deal. I was here last
week. Did you take your shoes off?
Look, man.
They have a room ready for me. They know I'm coming every single time the podcast goes.
Shoes off.
Yeah, I may have taken my... I'm in a booth! This is radio. You don't have to look at my feet.
Bruh! Are there shoes in the booth right now? Check.
Let's see. Yep, there's shoes.
Fine. Okay, fine. The fucking shoes. All right, you got me.
Some size 12s.
Those cobras love sucking toes, Bobby.
Look, is there anything else you want from hell? I gotta go.
Hey. Tell Stanton I'll be back later on tonight. I just kind of left for a minute to do this Tangles thing. He understands.
I think I left my lucky drum key down there.
Lucky drum key.
It's in the practice space.
You're asking
like,
me to search
all like, hell for the practice space?
Yeah, you go to the practice space. And it's behind... In the back of the Fender amp.
The back of the Fender amp.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. You gotta cross three fiery lakes, though, and take a left before you get there.
Okay.
Yeah. No, you know how to get there, right?
I think I know the lake y'all are talking about. Look, I gotta go. I got stuff to do next
you
week.
You know, don't let me die!
We'll see you next time, man. Man, that dude's real fucking...
All right, we got time for one more caller. Caller online, 666. You are on the air. Caller, hit me with your ASL. Who are you? Where are you from?
Well, my name's Bartholomew. I live in Reno, Nevada.
He sounds just like you.
Sounds a lot like you, Black Steel.
Sounds a lot like him. Like me.
Huh. Bartholomew, is that you?
Yes, brother, it's me.
Ah!
God.
Have you been faring well, brother?
Hey, you don't have to talk to him if you don't want to.
No, I'm going to talk to him right
now. Wait a second, are y'all estranged brothers?
Yes. Many, many centuries ago in hell, my brother and I were hunting one day, trying to capture weary souls. And we were in the fiery lake. I was down blind. I called one out from the sky. Bartholomew went out there. And I stayed behind. I knew he was capable. Then, all of a sudden, the soul turned into a demonic flying bird, and it swallowed him up. Then later, he was shit out on the shore. I didn't know what to do, so I hurried my way to the surface.
We just got into some serious backstory here.
And I met these guys in Tangles, and they agreed to let me be their spiritual advisor, and I never got in touch with Bartholomew ever again.
Dude, that's some, like, Days of Our Lives shit, man. Like... It's some deep shit.
Bartholomew, listen to me. Brother, I'm so sorry for leaving you behind. I was scared. We were young. I didn't know what I had seen. I bought you out of my mind. And now you're stuck there in Reno with all those regular normies and jerk-offs. You need to be in hell where you belong, and I'm so sorry.
Are we sure this is the real Bartholomew?
I am the real Bartholomew.
Come on. You know we've met imposters before, Black Steel. Don't let this get to you again.
This is my brother, I swear it! Bartholomew, is that you? Be truthful.
Brother, it is me. It is Bartholomew. Come to Reno. Let's reconnect.
Brother, I'm going back to hell tonight.
I can't.
Come with me, please. It'd be my pleasure.
Hell, again, I don't know if I can bear it, but for you, brother, I'll do anything.
Are we all going back to hell together?
Yes.
That's gonna be fun.
We're going to hell.
We got some mead, right?
Yes. All the mead.
That's sweet mead.
We'll be drunk! Brotherhood! In hell! Yes, there's.
Yes!
Bartholomew, is that you? Speak! Bartholomew! Bart?
I told you. He's just gonna leave you high and dry.
He's gone. I think he left without us. Bros, would you like to join us in party in hell?
I mean, hell sounds like a hell of a rager.
We got plenty of mead and weed.
Well, you know, we partied everywhere. We might as well.
What am I thinking? I had too many bomb rips. We can't invite these fucking normies down to hell. You're right, Thurs. Thank you. Jesus.
Sorry, guys. Invitation's been rescinded. We've got to go find more. We've got to play the show first. We've got to fucking go.
I guess we'll just have to go the hard way.
Fine.
I can't believe we hang out.
Commit
with these
suicide in a rock.
So goddamn long.
I guess the only way we're ever gonna get to hell is autoerotic asphyxiation, just like Dad.
Meet you there.
Yeah.
Call Bobby. Bobby, where's the drum key? Ask him.
Well, thank you for listening to episode 4 of the Laugh Track podcast. Pretty sure that we're gonna get to. Pretty sure that we're gonna get this as a full time job.
Right, we gotta go. It's been a real fucking waste of time. Thank you.
Hello. This is Jason Wirth. I just wanted to kind of chime in here. Thank you for listening to the Laugh Track podcast. I want to make it clear, we have a general rule about you're either a douchebag or sacrilegious. Tonight's show kind of took a bad turn towards sacrilegious douchebaggery. We're going to have a talk with our host and see, figure out where their future is with the Laugh Track podcast. In the meantime, thank you for listening, and if you want to see more of our comedians and some of the other very funny people around Oxford, Mississippi, we will be having the Southeastern Comedy Arts Festival coming up August 7th and 8th in pretty much most of the venues around Oxford. That's Proud Larry's, The Lyric, Roundtable, anywhere else that you can think of. So thank you for listening, and if you'd like to hear more, please come out and see us out and about in any of those venues around the square and whatnot. And as always, keep on laughing. And on your way out, enjoy some Tangles.